It's Saturday, April the 17th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Hong Kong Democrats sentenced and Castro stands down. First, the week in brief. A Hong Kong court sentenced 9 prominent democracy campaigners for their involvement in large protests in 2019. They include Jimmy Lai, a media mogul and fierce critic of China, who was sentenced to 14 months in prison. He also faces several further charges and potentially life behind bars. Martin Lee, Hong Kong's 82-year-old, quote, father of democracy and a leading barrister, was handed a suspended sentence, as was Margaret Ung, a 73-year-old lawyer. President Joe Biden and Suga Yoshihide, Japan's prime minister, ended their summit in Washington by promising to stand firm against China. The two leaders highlighted China's maritime aggression in Asia, its military pressure on Taiwan, and its suppression of freedom in Hong Kong, among other things. Mr. Biden signed an order to limit the number of refugees entering America this year to 15,000, in line with the cap set by Donald Trump. Mr. Biden had previously promised to raise the level to more than 60,000. After a backlash from Democrats, the president said he would increase the figure next month, although he declined to say by how much. America is currently facing a refugee crisis on its southern border. A committee representing members of Myanmar's elected parliament said that it would form a, quote, national unity government in response to the coup by the country's junta on February 1st. The entity will include members of ethnic minority groups alongside ousted politicians. Both Aung San Suu Kyi, Myanmar's de facto leader, and Win Myint, the former president, will retain their titles, though both are in detention. Raúl Castro said he would step down as Cuba's leader. Mr. Castro succeeded his brother Fidel as head of the country's Communist Party in 2011. Between them, the two ruled Cuba for over 60 years. A new leader will be voted in during the party's current Congress. Miguel Díaz-Canel, Cuba's president, seems to be the frontrunner. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by Sinovac, a Chinese firm, was found to be 67% effective in preventing symptomatic cases, according to new data released by Chile's Ministry of Health. The jab also reduces the risk of death by 80% and hospitalizations by 85%. An earlier trial carried out by Brazil's government showed it had an efficacy rate of just 50.7% against infection. And Morgan Stanley's net income in the first 3 months of 2021 hit $4.1 billion, up from $1.7 billion in the same period last year. Even so, its profits did not leap as much as other American investment banks as a result of $911 million of losses relating to Archegos, an asset manager whose business imploded in March.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.